This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Solar installations in this country jumped 15% last quarter. It seems leasing programs for rooftop solar panels are pretty popular. More solar is good for the environment and energy security. Not so good, though, for traditional utilities, because at some point, enough solar panels feeding the power grid from enough rooftops might start to undermine utilities' business models. Well, in California, there's a deal to keep the peace. For now, as Marjorie Sun reports.
At the private San Rafael Airport in Marin County, take a peek inside one of the 100 hangars here, and you'll find airplanes, of course, and some surprises. Bob Herbst is the airport's manager.
My father-in-law's got some of his car collection in here, and then his fishing boat that he takes out salmon fishing in San Francisco.
And on top of the hangars is another surprise, 4,600 solar panels. The airport uses some of the solar power for itself. It sells most of it to a new community power company, 1 megawatt's worth.
Yeah, so that's enough to power about 1,200 Marin homes on a typical summer afternoon when they're all running their air conditioning.
That megawatt earned the airport $250,000 last year from the new utility, MCE Clean Energy. It was created by local governments to provide more electricity from renewable sources. It's captured about 80% of Marin County's customer base from PG&E. So in this small corner of its territory, PG&E is one of the first big utilities to confront the solar industry's challenge to its business model.
So this is really an ongoing question and probably the most controversial issue of all right now in the U.S. solar industry.
Michelle DeCapua is head of North American analysis at Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Solar installations don't just cut into the electricity sold by a big utility. They use its grid and depend on its generating plants for backup power. Non-solar customers usually carry the brunt of these costs. California has already cut the link between electricity use and profit. If more PG&E customers install solar panels, the utility can ask for a rate hike to make up for that lost revenue. PG&E spokesman Denny Boyles.
Our profit isn't tied to the amount of electricity that we sell.
But PG&E still has to maintain backup power and the grid for solar customers. To share this expense more evenly, this month California passed a law that allows utilities to bill solar customers an extra $10 a month to support those fixed costs. The solar industry got a win, too. The law removes a limit on the amount of electricity solar customers can sell to a utility. DeCapua from Bloomberg calls the new law.
We're calling AB 327. We call it the Great Solar Compromise.
But DeCapua predicts cloudy days ahead for most other states where the revenue of traditional utilities is directly tied to electricity use. The growth of solar power in the U.S., he says, is...
But again, the growth is really tremendous.
And this year...
It's a massive market. And for the first time in history, the U.S. solar industry will see more installations than the U.S. wind industry.
And by the end of 2020, he says, solar power could sap 3% or more of utility sales in states including New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Arizona. That might not sound like much, but it's a big deal in this industry, which is growing less than 1% a year. I'm Marjorie Sun for Marketplace.